Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demonstration, and I thought in this demonstration I'd give you a bit of a demo of how you can navigate around using one of the actual game controllers rather than the Siri remote that actually comes with the Apple TV 4th generation. And for this demo I'm going to be using one of my SteelSeries Nimbus game controllers that works of course with the Apple TV 4th gen. And for this demonstration, I've already paired this one and the other one. Just keep in mind, though, according to Apple, that you can only use one game controller and a Bluetooth headset, or two game controllers, and of course, plus the Siri remote. So I'm currently using two game controllers for my boys. They've got one each when they're playing two controller games. So at the moment, I don't have any Bluetooth headphones or speakers connected to my Apple TV 4th gen. But anyway, let's get back to the SteelSeries Nimbus. And for those who are not familiar with it, I'll just give you a quick description of it. I've currently got it in my hand, it's turned on, and I'm not a game controller person, so I'm probably going to get the terms for these controls and buttons completely wrong, but this is from a layman's point of view. So basically, I'm holding it in both my hands, and my thumbs fall naturally on the left hand side. On the top face I've got it up, down, left and right arrow pad, of course, which is up, down, left and right movement. Then in the middle towards the bottom, one on either side, I guess off middle, a left and a right joystick. And then on the right hand side I've got a grip of four buttons, and basically going from 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock button is X, 3 o'clock button is B, 6 o'clock button is A, and the 9 o'clock button is Y. Okay, so basically going around in a circle, I was going the other direction, it'd make more sense. So anti-clockwise, starting at 12 o'clock, we'll be going X, then Y, down the bottom would be A, and then up the 3 o'clock position would be B. And then smack bang in the middle of the Nimbus itself is a big, fat, round, indented button. And then at the front of the controller, right smack bang in the middle on the front edge, we've got the lightning port, of course, to charge it. To the left of the lightning port, we've got a slide switch. And if I slide it to the right, the Nimbus is on. If I slide it to the left, the Nimbus is off. And by the way, as far as I am told, you don't really need to turn the Nimbus on and off, because after 15 minutes of inactivity, it turns itself off anyway. Slightly to the right of the lightning connector, and I'm assuming this because I haven't tried it myself, my son paired it before I could get to it, is the pairing button for the Nimbus, but don't quote me on that, I'm not too sure. And then right on the front, left and right edges, you've got two trigger buttons on either side that you can click in like a trigger, and above those you've got two shoulder buttons that perform the same function, at least for navigation, that the triggers do. So they basically move left and right. So basically the way it's going to work, of course I'm using VoiceOver on my Apple TV. If I come to the cursor cross on the left hand side at the top and I press the right arrow,
TV shows, row 1, column 2,
and press left arrow,
movies, row 1, okay, column 1.
I can move
1
across. So if I do right arrow again,
TV shows, App Store, photos, music, row 1, column 5.
As far as we can go, and left arrow,
photo, App Store, TV show, movies, row 1,
and back
column
to
1.
Left. And I'll do the same with the trigger. I'm going to press the right hand trigger.
TV shows, App Store, photos, music, row 1, column 5.
Okay, and press the left hand trigger.
Photos, App Store, TV shows, movies, row 1,
okay, and
column 1.
Edge. And the same with the shoulder button. So if I press the right hand shoulder button, I'm going to go across the row.
TV shows, App Store, photos, music, row 1,
okay,
column 5.
And left shoulder button at the front.
Photos, App Store, TV show, movies, row 1,
okay, and left
column
hand edge.
1.
Come back to the front left hand cursor and press down arrow.
Search, row 2, column 1.
Okay, I'll go into row 2, press down arrow again.
Netflix, row 3,
okay,
column 1.
Row 3, column 1, if I press up arrow.
Search, row 2, column
back to
1.
Row 2. And then, of course, if I press down arrow.
Netflix, row 3, column 1.
And then
1.
Press right arrow.
YouTube, row 3, column 2.
I'm going across the row with the right arrow.
Parent weather. As before. Row 3, column 3.
So I've wanted to activate one of these items. The A key is the bottom one at the number 6 position. So I'm going to press that and that'll activate it.
Sending up weather balloons. Rain, yeah. Water bottling current companies in California that would degrees, exploit millions 6% of people for this rain.
N/A. Precipitation.
Okay, and the B button visibility, at the 3 o'clock position.
133 at carrot home, carrot weather, row 3, column 3.
Okay, so that acts as the back button. So A is to activate or select, i.e. clicking on the trackpad, and the B key is acting like the menu key. So if I go to settings, let me just press the up arrow.
Computers.
Left hand side.
Row 2, column 3.
And then left arrow.
Settings. Row 2,
and
column
press
2.
A. Settings. Position settings. On the right hand side.
Settings. General. Button.
Okay, and press
one
A
of nine.
Again there. Number 6.
General.
On the right hand side.
About. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay, now if I press the B key, as in the menu to go back.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9. Settings. Row 2, column 2.
Okay. And as far as I can tell, the right joystick, I press that up, down, left and right, it doesn't do anything. If I press the right-hand joystick and pull it back towards me.
YouTube. Row 3, column 2. Battle, evolution. Row 4, column 2.
Okay, that's moving down. If I push it away from me.
YouTube. Row 3, column 2.
Basically for navigation, when I'm using the Nimbus as a navigation aid, when I can't find my Siri Touch remote, I really do use the up, down, left and right arrows on the left-hand side, and then the A and the B buttons on the right-hand side to navigate the Apple TV. So that concludes this demonstration of navigating with the Nimbus. I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.